Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along? Not really.
No, it's kind of. We should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter. The
Okay.
first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other.
Yeah,
So
that's true.
maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
Yeah, give them
have
like the
this
most
disc
comfortable offices.
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
That makes sense.
That makes sense for everyone. So we
Yeah.
can choose where to put I would
Suzanne, for
say
example.
the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time, so
Yeah.
it's sort of a different
Yeah.
situation. And he's a professor
And
at the EPFL, but not
yeah.
in Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
And
so
then
let's
yeah.
go through that first. So what do you
So
think for Susan and Mackie, for example, the rooms for one person? Yeah.
yeah, that could be an idea.
For Susan, probably, yeah, because I think she
Yeah.
prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one?
Not really.
Put Susan here for now.
They can switch.
And then Maggie in the other one?
Yeah.
It's up
Yeah.
to them, I guess. Yeah.
No, it's up to
Yeah,
us.
it's me.
Up to us? No, I mean, they can
They're
switch
not
if they
here,
can.
so.
They can switch if they want.
Okay. And then
Next. So we need to put Pierre, Andre, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together, or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together in a
Well,
three
Pierre has
squabble.
students,
Yeah.
and Andre and Nancy don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre? He
Some.
teaches, so.
Some. Yeah.
Okay.
Not a few. Less than parent.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together by projects, then there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects. Right?
Yeah. I just realized something. The two people room in the middle, which has only one windows.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fit through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk
Yeah.
near the window. And okay,
Except
she's not
we.
near the mailbox,
Yeah.
but.
And near the photocopy.
But it may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it
Yeah,
is so that you
but
have.
you, I mean, I think everybody's supposed to spend more time in their office than in the reading room.
Thanks.
So we might
Finally.
think that it's better to have a more comfortable office and a more comfortable
Yeah, I agree.
reading
It's
room. I don't know.
I
It
know.
changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architects put only
Yeah.
one window. Who built this building? Do we know
I don't
that?
know.
I don't know. What
So
do
yeah.
you think?
I don't know. We spent quite
Yeah.
some time at the last meeting and to
Yeah,
decide
I
this,
know,
and
but in the
now
last
we're
meeting,
just.
nobody just took attention at this one window's problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course,
well,
but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you too. I can say the same to you.
Yeah,
I'm
it,
sorry.
But there's
what if we put the two people that are 50% in that room?
In
the two EPFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the three person rooms.
What? Say it again.
How we get. Who we gonna put in the three-person rooms? I mean, we have now two three-person rooms left, and
you know, but the main problem, we have the same number of plates and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these two people room.
And
well,
you also have one three-person room with two windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind, Johanna?
My Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos, and
who are you taking
you have to find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so
why not?
Okay.
From the
yes, let's put
David
in there.
Yeah. You know David?
No?
You will learn to know.
You'll meet him. Okay. So, actually, I'm just going to make a list on here. And keep talking.
So, David and Nikos is done. And we.
So, where were we?
And Pierretta.
Andrea and Nancy.
Andrea and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you want?
Or two Marianne, so on.
And me.
And you,
too.
Okay.
So yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes, there's the nose of Pierrette.
Officially.
So, David, Nikos, Gisella, Maggie, and Susan are done. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what happened? That might be a good idea to put Gerhard with two PhD students,
okay,
whoever they are.
Should we be nice and give them three windows?
Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
That's
so we're close by.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops.
So Pierre and the two Mariannes.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Okay. So put me with Marianne and Pierre, it's all right. And we put Marianne in front. If you want to be.
Where? Here?
No, on the room on the opposite.
Oh, here.
Oh, no, that's an old town view.
Well, that
would have to be here or the other three person room.
Yeah.
Pick a
room. Yeah, old
town
as well.
Is that alright?
Yeah, that's
alright. Well, she's not that far if she's in this one here.
And that's good because they're. Gerrit, Marianne, and Nikos, they're on the other side of the corridor, so it's,
Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's
the one? Nancy, Martin, Pierret, no, Pierret is done. Andre, Yalina, Maria, and Agnes.
Yalina would be good. And Agnes is working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina
with a beautiful laughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and Andre together since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyone Martin is just 50%.
Yeah. And we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person room.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
And that leaves.
Maria and Nancy.
Yes.
That's really scary.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why?
So, what do we think about that?
Why don't we move Maria to this? To where to the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy?
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides.
Yeah.
And then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on IM2. And so does Susan. Although the Susan and Maggie thing, we can't really change.
I think this project thing is not a good thing. This project splitting, I mean,
no.
Splitting my project.
But then we should split the little med SLT party up.
Yeah, no, but
yeah,
if you split by project, you put me in one person room.
Oh, on your own. I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the 2-window room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get.
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the 3-person room with 2 windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just move him or the two groups? You just.
Either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
But is this about windows? Or
yeah,
is it
that
about
was my question.
It must be functional.
Yeah.
If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project, or.
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
We can Skype each other.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're going to disturb all the people.
Too lazy to get up and walk next
we're
door.
We're going to disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know. Like, right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time. And
yeah.
That's important project too.
Of course.
But
I
mean, and stuff like that.
That's fine.
Mm.
Like, I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like.
And it's quite funny to hear other
yeah.
activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activity that you don't understand
or.
About,
yeah. You hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on Med SLT, he's sharing Med SLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with.
Yeah.
Okay.
I work on the same project.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah. I don't know, you were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit
I just
together in the same
can't way. Really see them sharing an office.
So what
do
you
why.
Say if you change the office, I don't know, and you work with Nancy or...
I'm going to put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new... project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin,
me and Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that working a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not? Convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering me?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And then
you were changing your mind all the time.
Somebody from the beginning I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
But if you work with the people like Pierrette and Marianne
and to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody 50% in the three-person room. So we could do the same
in
the three-person rooms.
But
there is still this
you
problem.
You and Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because it's...
Well,
she gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for work.
Yeah.
not
for enjoying the view.
Exactly. And you went always fucking Geneva, so there is no view.
You're designing quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but...
So it's
you
gonna
and Jared as well, we all have reception.
Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch? No.
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people...
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Well, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
one?
No.
Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So
well,
of course,
your
desktop.
Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like people are actually using it as a reading
room. The aim was having a room, common room for reading, or.
So, what. Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with.
Yeah.
Moving people
okay,
around.
Can we say that David
goes here?
Yeah, instead of...
You were the first one on the list, but
okay,
if you want to remove someone else...
No, because I was thinking of we can... having these two offices which are near to the lift, keep this office for reception people. We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I. Are receiving and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if
so
we put you with
the Finnish, for example, if you want.
Well,
well, you have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so
okay.
Okay. So
yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena in.
Yeah. But that's nice to have a corner, a student. I mean, a student area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy for them to...
Yeah, to find us, and it's also quite noisy when you have this kind of parade of students before the exams. Mm-hmm. So if you work with me, and you have this.
So you go somewhere,
Elena.
Or do you want to go somewhere else?
I have no problem with that.
So in the photocopy is still
We have to put our one on the other side of the
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
The other people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from
Well, you have the other
lift.
Okay.
Yeah, if we change the
switch,
three people, Pierrette, Marianne, and David.
With here?
With here and
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's
like
good.
That, and then
we
YouTube.
So we have three windows, room, with you everywhere. Aha.
That's what the plan was,
with the
from the beginning.
By mountains, yes.
Did you get the photocopy
mountains.
Noise? Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We
and
could
it's not
though.
Very healthy there now.
And bathrooms are nearby.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
I think that's quite nice.
Or did... Was the idea... I should start making full sentences. What about... I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But...
And put David...
with Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office?
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have reception... And I thought you were saying that Pierre should have a smaller office. Or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely... misunderstand?
No, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because he's 50%.
Yeah, he's 50% in a three.
Okay, that works.
Place office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it looks good. Mm-hmm.
And I think we do have the best office. So
yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
a kind
that.
Of dictatorship decision, but we are here to make a decision. So. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so?
What arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of students.
The group and students
yeah.
here.
You can also.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have them for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
It's not a project split. It's weird because it kind of isn't, it kind of isn't. Because Maria Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And
yeah, but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square you put. Oh, it's a printer.
And
the photography.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just write down the arguments for why.
Student reception.
One suggestion. If possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, I just... It's just more convenient if I'm closer with my...
You?
The partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype as we said.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Happy.
So, the arguments are student reception in one corner.
So that's noise reduction.
Yeah. The 50% staff in the three-person room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the project, they are quite well grouped, actually.
Now, yeah. Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And,
except for David, but we can't do anything about that.
And the two professors is one single.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Since she's the heart.
Yeah, one of the.
And since you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor,
it's
there's no coffee
kitchen.
Machine in the sixth floor.
Oh, it's not a kitchen. Oh,
you mean like a little machine or
no,
a vending
machine? A vending machine.
The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell, but...
Never try.
Yeah, good coffee.
Oui, with good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
Quite strong, good coffee.
Yeah. And herb tea.
Yeah.
Very strong.
For the afternoon.
Yeah.
What did you say, hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh,
for
herb
the afternoon,
tea.
Yeah. It's with strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you late,
yeah.
You work late, yeah. And you drink
coffee. And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere?
Nope.
Not for
non-smoking building.
Yeah, but we have the terrace still on the sixth floor.
No. There is no terrace on that building.
No. They'll have to go down.
They have to go down, okay.
So, no, we're not going to change the plane only for the smokers.
So
well, it's ideal for Nancy, she's just very close to the lifts.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
close
as well.
As
well.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
Okay.
Excellent, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's okay. Let's see what the... Is everyone on the sleeping
time? Yeah, I think so.
Just checking
if they actually have everyone, but I think they do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
In, what
did
I say?
Three weeks.
3 weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet, or what's this
as far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes, so that when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office, and all the
That's
IPs and everything is set up. They're trying, so we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yeah, so they don't confuse with the other Marianne's box.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard somewhere in the hall for general information?
We could try. I can ask them.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail in.
But that's not really
a thing. Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't
ah, okay, yeah, posters, okay, that's kind of
a big boat.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Where? Like along.
Along one
Gisella's
of the walls, yeah.
Or in front of a reading room, or.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
Posters on.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask them? I don't, actually we may need to sort out. That's not helpful. who... I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where, because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up...
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find it.
Yeah.
If they prefer to be in front of, like, to be there or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that, then that'll be...
Yeah,
we
don't want to
mind. We are all adults, so I think we can...
Yeah, no.
We can.
Yeah. I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but... We can change it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a thing.
Let's
save this.
Can you mail a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now, because I'm not connected to the internet. But I will.
Okay.
Okay. Good, we're done then.